Chi High Hockey is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals and this WIAA High School Hockey playoff game is being brought to you by Berry Global, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Culver's of Lake Halley, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Lakeland University, by Mason Companies, Northwestern Bank, Post Glass and Mirror, by Riverside Machine and Engineering, Royal Credit Union, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Stelter Incorporated, The Medicine Shop, by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin Credit Union, White City Glass, Wynn Family Dentistry, and by Wissota Tool. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosbick.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. It's the WIAA sectional semis here tonight at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Good to have you along on WOGO Radio and Cards TV. I'm Greg Stewart, along with Cooper Vosvik, the former Cards defenseman. Chi High hosting here tonight. I think to the surprise of a lot of people, maybe not the Cards coaches and players, but Chi High and Superior playing in Eau Claire on Tuesday of last week, and Chippewa beating Eau Claire North 3-2, and Superior besting Eau Claire Memorial, the number two team of the state, 3-1. And that's how we wind up here tonight. Chi High 15-10-1 overall. The Spartans at 9-16-1. And we'll break it down tonight on Cardinal Countdown here on WOGO. By the way, if you want to watch the game, go to WOGO.com. At the bottom of the high school sports schedule page, you'll see a link to Cards TV. They're going to fire up in a few minutes. You can watch the game and hear our WOGO play-by-play as you go through the night. Third time these two teams have met. They had to go over to Green Bay for the first game back on the 29th of December, a holiday tournament in Ashwaubenon. Chi High beat Superior 4-3. Jack Bobby with a couple of goals. Owen got a goal and an assist. Zach LeMay got the call between the pipes for Scott Parker in that one. And Chi High with 3 second-period goals to beat Superior 4-3. And then shut them out here on the 18th of January, beating Superior 1-0. Mason Johnson with the goal. And Bridger the shutout. Superior outshot us 36-28. And so this is the third time the teams are meeting here tonight. And the loser, their season is over. Cooper Fosvik up here in the booth with me. Coop, welcome to the exciting postseason here. A sectional semi at home.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome. I've kind of had the butterflies all day, so I'm happy to be here and I'm ready to get going.
All right, let's go to our Toyson Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. What do you think keys are? Break it down for us.
Well, obviously there's a lot of extra stuff going on, you know. The place is already packed. Mental preparation is going to be huge. It's a big game. If these guys don't come out ready right away, it's going to hurt them. And I think the second thing is going to be just staying out of the box, something simple like that. The Superior team's very opportunistic, and if we give them any opportunity, they could easily jump on it. And I think the third thing is going to be to score 4 goals tonight. I think that's a magic number, Greg. And if we get to that number, I feel really good about coming out with the W tonight.
Well, the Cards are averaging 4.11 goals per game. Superior, on the other hand, with these 16 seniors for the Spartans, they're averaging just a little over 1 goal per game. So they've struggled all season long putting the puck in the net.
Yeah, but, you know, like we keep saying, it's a new season.
Yep.
Every week is a new season right now. So try to not read in that stuff too much, not overlook these guys, and come out and just give them all we got.
And two veteran coaches here, Jason Kalin for Superior, 13 state titles for the Spartans, 38 state tourney appearances. And Jason's in his 21st season, over 300 wins for the coach of the Superior Spartans. And on the other side of the page, the other box, it'll be Scott Parker, 35th season, over 400 victories for Scott Parker. A couple of years ago, took a team to state, had a terrific double overtime game against Verona, wound up losing that one, but he's known his great moments too in state tournament play and playoff play Scott Parker has. So we've got the Cards at 15-10-1, beating Ashland 12-0. Then the upset of Eau Claire North, fifth-ranked Huskies in that regional final, and Superior knocking off Toma. That Toma Sparta co-op team 4-0, and then the 3-1 victory over Eau Claire Memorial. Aves only 15 shots on goal in that game. Spartans outshot them 30-15. Well, there you go. Our keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Our engineer tonight is Ezra Van Dyke, the Flying Dutchman, back at the MOGO studios. Coop and Greg here with you from the Chippewa Ice Arena. We'll continue with Cardinal Countdown. We'll catch up with Associate Head Coach Scott Sinkig live at ice level in a few minutes here on WOGO Radio. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Cards postseason hockey tonight. Chi High hosting Superior in the sectional semis. The other game going on, the other half of this bracket's got Hudson hosting Stevens Point tonight in Hudson. That game actually began at 5, and it's 4-0. Last I heard, Hudson up on Stevens Point, so it looks like Hudson's getting ready to stamp their ticket to come here on Friday night for the sectional final. Let's get downstairs. Cooper Fosvick is with Associate Head Coach Scott Sinkig of the Cards. Coop?
Thanks, Greg. Here is Scott Sinkig. Coach, we got a full barn here tonight. As you can see, it's super full already. Big game. What's the feeling in the locker room right now?
Oh, the guys are feeling pretty good. They had a good warm-up. Definitely very excited. Obviously, it's a good crowd tonight. We've got a little light show and stuff coming up here too, so they're definitely feeling the playoff feels, and hopefully we can come through and put out a good performance.
And then in a game like this, what's the importance of having your seniors come through and really lead from the front?
Yeah, you know, it's a special time when you're a senior and you're in the playoffs. It's, you know, you really have to lead the way. You know, your career is on the line here with every game from here on out, and every period, every shift makes a difference and makes an impact on the game. So we're going to definitely be leaning on our seniors to lead the way and make some positive things happen tonight.
And lastly, as always, what are your thoughts on Superior tonight?
Well, Superior is a very well-coached team. They're always competitive. You know, we've never beat them in the playoffs in the history of our program, so it's definitely not a team we're looking past for that reason. You know, obviously they had a big win over Eau Claire Memorial last week, and we definitely are going to have a high-quality opponent here that's going to skate hard, finish their checks, and do whatever they can to make life miserable. So we have to be ready to match their intensity and be skating as well as we possibly can, and that'll be a big difference maker for us.
All right, thanks, Coach. Back up to you, Greg.
All right, thank you very much, Coop and Scott Sinkake and Chi High. If they can win tonight, we'll extend their season and play at home on Friday night. But this is going to be a challenging game here against the Superior Spartans. And yeah, the record is not typical Spartan record, 9-16-1. In fact, they had lost six straight in the middle of January, from January 6th all the way to the 20th. They lost games and dropped 7 of 9, but they've turned it around with a couple of postseason wins here and come in very confident for head coach Jason Kalin. Here's your goalie matchup tonight. A couple of seniors here. Trevor Soderlund for the Spartans comes in at 8-16 record, save percentage at 92.5, goals against average of 3.24. And for the Cards, the Dobbinsbeck nominee as goalie of the year in the state and number one goaltender in conference, the first-team all-conference goaltender, Bridger Fixmer, 8-10-1 for Chi High. He's coming off an injury-plagued year last year, but, boy, he is really making some incredible saves and carrying this team in the postseason. 2.87 goals against average for Bridger and a 92.5 save percentage for the senior. Just a few minutes away from puck drop here tonight, so stay tuned to WOGO Radio. We'll be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Current job falling just a bit short? Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
The barn is full here tonight for the sectional semifinal game, Superior and Chi High. A laser light show, some smoke as the players came in. You don't see that very often in high school hockey, huh?
No, that's pretty cool. I like it.
Yeah, it was set up. These guys have been setting up the light and smoke show since about 1 o'clock this afternoon. and it is terrific. I think it might hang around here for the rest of the season. All right, the teams are up. Superior in the blue sweaters and the blue breezers with the white and light blue trim. And here's Tom Voidel, the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, with tonight's starting lineups.
First, introducing the starting line for the Spartans, in goal, number 33, Trevor Soderlund. The defenseman, number 5, Trevor Durfee. And number 7, George Hansen. The center, number 9, Carson Guttler. And the wings, number 17, Braden Hertig. And number 37, Drew Nelson. And the rest of the Spartans, along with their head coach, Jason Kalen, and assistant coaches Evan Nelson, Ryan Hendry, Rob Downs, and Peyton Flanders. And now, ladies and gentlemen, introducing the starting line for the Chi-High Cardinals, in goal, number 1, Bridger Fixmer. The defenseman, number 5, Drake Bovey. And number 24, Evan Esslinger. The center, number 19, Ben Carlson. And the wings, number 4, Owen Krista. And number 7, Mason Johnson. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Scott Sickink, Austin Taylor, and Chase Hoople.
All right, there you go. Starting lineups, puck drop just a few moments away here on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number 1, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. 2, custom cut glass and mirrors. 3, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. 4, free mobile service. 5, window screen repair or replacement. And 6, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Cards Hockey tonight on WOGO Radio. Glad to have you along. The sectional semifinal. Our officiating crew, the linesman is Tyler Miller. Lance Litchfield's referee, and Jason Lassie, the other ref here tonight. Ben Carlson up against Guttler for the opening draw. And the Guard's going to fire this one right in to the superior zone and go on the attack. It's on the half wall on the near side. Comes back here to Drake Bobby, kind of fanned on it, lost the puck, sent back out again. A one-hopper on net against Trevor Soderlund. Goes out, drops that off for his D. And Superior on the break on the near wing. They've got it. Here they come. Up the lane is Nelson, the senior, lone senior on this first line for the Spartans. A senior, Guttler's a junior, Hurtig is a freshman, and here is Chai High in transition. This one's going to be lobbed in by Owen Krista, and he'll spin off. Krista, big night against Eau Claire North in the third period. Ben Carlson had the game winner, and here's a big hit dealt to Carter Kalen, the coach's son. Carter is a senior on this team. 16 seniors on this Superior squad this year, and he got labeled right here underneath our booth. Spartans sent it in on the near wing. This is going to be feathered back by Jackson Boland, and Chai High works it up the ice. Here is Jack across the line. Tried to drop it to Jackson Hoyd. Hoyd's going to spin off on the change. Ezra Lindstrom comes in. Cards keeping some fresh legs on the ice. This one's wrapped around the boards. Lindy gets to it. Keeps it in for a moment. And Superior's got it right now. Picked up by the very big defenseman, Trevor Anderson. He'll skate it up. Shadows the puck away from the Cards defensively. Chai High with the takeaway. Hammered off the wall. And now they're working on the left wing. Lindstrom turns, rips one into the zone. This is going to go around the corner in the Superior into the ice. And the Spartans with the takeaway right here. They'll wing it up on the near side. Pettit will fire one in. And Bridger Fixmer goes out to stop the puck and start his D up the ice. Here is Small. Lost it, but picked up very quickly there by Swoboda. Caden hammers one off the wall, and this one's going to go into the Superior zone. Cards with very quick line changes. They get back to that first line. Mason Johnson out there along with Krista and Ben Carlson. Carlson had it for a moment, lost it off his stick. Regathered out of neutral by Karsten Rieg. And the senior will angle one off the boards and into the zone. This one popped in front of the net, then cleared by the Spartan defense. And here they come up the ice. Anderson's got it now for Superior. Lost it and tries to pick it up again, but Chai High with the takeaway, and they'll clear out to neutral ice. 14-12 and counting left to go first period here on WOGO. Again, if you want to watch the game and hear our play-by-play call, just go over to WOGO.com. Under the high school sports schedule, at the bottom of that page, you'll see a link to Cards TV. You can watch the game and listen to it at the same time. Cards can't clear. Picked up by the defenseman, George Hansen, on this first set of D. Hansen fires one into the right wing corner, and the Cards with the takeaway. They tried to hit the home run pass, but just out of the reach of Jackson Hoym, and that'll draw the icing call right here. Well, what do you think? A couple of minutes into the game here, about three and a half into the game.
First whistle of the game, and my blood pressure has gone back down to normal level, and I'm ready to call the game.
I'm sure you are. Now, with this crowd here, and they're wrapped all the way around the boards and the outside of the boards, we have got a full house here, and hard not to get excited when you have that. Here is Drew Bovey for the Cards into the right elbow in the Superior zone, tried to pin it up against the yellow stripe, and this one now trickles away on the half wall in the Superior zone. Cards get it back to Drake Bovey at the point, and redirected on Soderlund. Jack Bovey had a chance to tip it. He did, but unfortunately, Soderlund made the stop. Jack looked like he was trying to go five hole on the redirect there.
Yeah, first opportunity of the game goes to the Cardinals. That's always good to see. Getting some traffic out in front of the net early, and that's going to be huge as the game goes on.
They'll face off in the right wheel to the glove side of Soderlund. And this one's going to be sent around the boards, wrapped around the wall by Superior. Here they are. Cut off out at neutral ice, and Cameron Buck is going to backhand this one into the Chai High zone. Drake comes up with it, fires it off the window, and Icing's going to be waved off as it's slowly rolled to the goal line in the superior zone. Spartans have it. Cards on the forecheck. Had it for a moment. Now it pops loose. Onto the tape of Jackson Boland. Skates over on the near wing. Waits for his team to get on sides and then fires one in. But the Cards in the midst of a line change. They get that number one unit back out again. Fired into the Card zone. Bridger goes out. Left side of the net behind the cage. He stops it for his D. And this one glances back out in the center circle. Fired in by the Spartans, and the Cards are right there. Karsten Reed wound and gunned one out of the zone. Here comes Superior back on the attack. Chai High was waiting for them and wired one back out to neutral ice. Superior's got it along their own blue line. The team's kind of kicking it back and forth here a little bit, and going to be tracked down by Karsten Reed in the right wing corner of the Chai High defensive zone. He'll fire it around the dasher, and this one comes right back to him again, and Owen Christen's got it. He's going to start the Cards out of their own zone, fan on it just a little bit, and that opened up an opportunity for Superior to spin it back in the Chai High zone, and they'll go off on a line change. This is fired up the ice, intended for Jackson Hoym. He can't reach it, and the Spartans D has got it, and they'll break it to the forward on the far side. Cards of the forecheck. Here's a pickoff by Drew Bowman. Drew trying to get it over to Jack. And Jack was tied up, or else he had a chance for an open side of the net on the near wing. 11-19 and counting. Back in the Chai High zone. Superior on the attack here, but tipped aside. And here comes Chai High. A 3-on-1 building up right here is Drew Bowman. Bowman fires one in, but kicked off a leg and into the left wing corner. He's going to come back to Drake Bowman. At the blue line, Drake feathered one in, but came loose out at neutral ice, and the Cards have to skate and get on sides here with 10:55 left to go in the first period. Long stretch pass right there for Drew Nelson on sides. Nelson in the left wing corner, centering pass right there. Nobody wearing blue for Superior in front of the Cardinal cage. Chai High able to wing this one back out to neutral ice, but an offsides call right here against the Spartans. 10:36 left to go. Shots on goal 2-1 in favor of Chai High. No score.
Seeing production out of that Bovey-Hoym line yet again tonight. Couple awesome opportunities. Hopefully that continues and pound it home next time.
Face off in the center circle after the puck got sent out of play here. And it's going to be pushed deep in the Spartan zone. Tracking it down is Durfee. Trevor Durfee. For Superior, the senior. A couple of seniors on this first defensive set. Now they bring it in. There's a save made by Bridger, and it's going to come right back to the Spartans. That's George Hansen, who stepped up just a few feet off the left wing circle and unloaded a shot. And a save there by Bridger. Shots 2-2. This is tipped out of the zone all the way back to the Superior end of the ice. And it's going to be Trevor Anderson's got it now for the Spartans. Fires one up the ice, but out of play right here. Well, if you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery, and you can receive up to a $20 off over-the-counter products coupon when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Face off in the Superior zone. Ben Carlson ready to take the draw for the Cards. Robert Powell for Superior got tossed. And instead, it's going to be Rude. And Superior will carry it out to neutral ice and dump it in. Here's Bridger trying to start the Cards out of the zone, but it's right back to Rude. Andrew Rude, and he teed one up. Went right into the belly Bridger, and he hangs on to that, swallowed it up with 9:44 left to go. Bridger handed it right to the Superior forward, but got away with one right there.
Yeah, he made up for his own mistake.
Yeah, that's, if you're a goalie, you can do that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
9:44 on the clock. No score here in this sectional semi. Chai High works it up the ice. Here is Mason Johnson, chips it right on net, and Soderlund's going to pounce on that. I would imagine both goaltenders were told, just, you know, it's a big-time playoff game, big crowd, electric atmosphere, just go ahead and cover the puck when you get a chance, huh?
Yeah, I mean, every whistle can make a difference in a game like this, especially as we get later and later in the game.
faceoff in the attacking zone for the Cards. Chi High works it on the half wall, swept in by Jackson Hoym. It'll go left to right, and the battle begins. Back to Drake Bovey at the point. Here is Superior on the pick. He'll chip one down the ice into the Chi High zone. Bridger is there, winds and shoots it around, and a battle. Yeah, along the wall of the Chi High zone. Peeled off the dasher. Here's a shot on that. Went wide by the Spartans. Ricochets hard off the wall all the way back to the Superior zone. Durfee gets on his horse and gets back there. Superior's got a couple of guys on it. Chi High trying to work the forecheck right here, but can't keep the zone. And out comes Lucas Williams. Crosses the blue stripe, and a shot on net on the drop pass for Rude. He fired a hard puck on Bridger, makes the save, angles that one into the left wing corner, and Chi High's got it right here. They reverse, and it comes around, still inside the zone. Superior putting a hard forecheck here, and they've got it. This is Trevor Durfee along the wall. Durfee's shot, kicked off a skate, picked up by the Spartans. They tried a shot right there. That one came off the stick of Lucas Williams, and here's Superior again, putting some pressure on the Cards. Chi High able to lift it up and slowing up. No icing call right there. 8-10, they get some fresh bodies on the ice right here. 8:05 in county, left to go, first period. No score, Superior and Chi High. Breakout now for the Spartans. They go rink wide, and Brayton Herdig on this first line, the right wing, teed one up. But went way wide. It's going to come right back to the point. And here is George Hansen. Picked up his own rebound on the block. Fired a shot. Superior again. Starting to pepper our goaltender. A save here. Here comes Chi High. Small's got it. Isaac crosses the line. Trying to duck underneath the Superior defense. Small then is pinned up against the wall. In behind the goaltender Soderlund. A scrum developing there. Two players apiece here. The 7:22 and county left to go. Cards put it to the side of the cage. Quickly swept aside there by the Spartans defense. Small's going to come off on the line change as the Cards try to hold the zone while getting some fresh bodies on the ice. But it's going to slither out to neutral ice and all the way down to the Chi High zone. Cards complete the change. Lindy's going to come off right here. And the Spartans have it as they work the breakout. Goes rink wide. For Carter Pettit comes in, fires his shot, partially blocked by Rieg, into the left elbow and up and out of play as it hit the netting here. Perry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies, and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Perry Global in Chippewa Falls. Face off right underneath the booth here. Left wing corner in the Chi High defensive zone. Cards now able to steer it out. And here comes Owen. Crosses the line. He's got Mason behind him. Owen with a centering pass. Mason overskated. Mason Johnson. And here is Superior as they transition up the ice. This is Robert Powell by himself. Superior was in the midst of a line change. Cards again with the giveaway in the zone. But got some off-wing help right there from Jackson Boland. And Chi High able to get this one out of the zone, and it deflected up and out of play right there.
We really need to see the Cardinals start to tighten up in the defensive zone. There's been a couple different times where you've seen us get running around, not winning puck battles on the half board. So that's just kind of mental mistakes that we can tighten up. And if they don't, they're going to give some up.
Yeah, shots right now 9-3 in favor of Superior. And this is a team that only scores a little over a goal per game. But we've beaten them twice. Tough thing to do in hockey is to beat a team three times in a season. Here come the Spartans. They work it across their own line. This is Mason Stenberg. He coughed it up, but comes right back to onto the tape of Trevor Anderson. On the near side are the Spartans. They'll work it into the zone. Chi High gains control of the puck. Here's Drew Bowlby. Fires one in, and Drew's going to skate off on the change right here. Cards get a fresh set of forwards out there. Rieg And Jackson Boland defensively, the puck in the zone. Here's a shot by Small as he turned and fired one. Deflected off a superior player right into the mitt of Soderlund with 5:22 left to go here in the period.
Little production out of that third line there. We really need to start testing the superior goalie. We need to kind of start shooting from everywhere and get them moving left
to right. Shots 9-5. Favoring the Spartans, tapped into the corner by Lindy. Then he was bodied up against the glass, and it squirts loose right behind Soderlund, the senior goaltender, for a superior. Spartans out in center circle. Turning and firing is Guttler. And this is going to be Chi High as they gain control along their own goal line. Here is Boland up the ice and fired it just a little too hard there for Nibs, and couldn't track that one down. 4:54 left to go on the icing call right here. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Chi High Hockey. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Here's the draw, right wing circle to the glove side of Bridger. A battle for it, and Superior is going to scrape it clean. They get it over on the near side. They try to deflect, and it goes in. It kicked around a couple of players and deflected off a Superior player. It went tic-tac-toe, and the Spartans up 1-0.
Those defensive zone mistakes came back and bit us. Right there, that was a winger missing his assignment. That's what it started with. And that was a defenseman missing his assignment down low.
12:16, the time of the goal. 11 from 18 and 16. That would be Carter Pettit from Mason Stenberg and Andrew Reed. And for Pettit, he will pick up his seventh tally of the season, his 11th point. Boy, you look at these numbers, Coop, and their top scorer is George Hansen with 13 points coming in here. Pettit with 10, and he's their fourth leading scorer. But all you have to do is get them one at a time and put wins together in the postseason. Huh?
Exactly. This is a dangerous team when they really need to be.
Again, time to that goal, 12:16 of the first, and the Spartans have got on top first. Chi High is going to have to really turn it on, which they did against Eau Claire North. Cards back at the attack. They try to redirect out in front. That's Drew Bovey. Lost it, tries to find it in the corner in the right elbow. And here is Superior. It's going to be picked up by Trevor Anderson. Fired one up, and Chi High returns a favor as Jackson Boland hauls it in out of neutral ice. Guns one in the right wing corner with exactly 4 minutes left to go here in this period, but this is going to get redirected up and out of play here.
Superior really almost just scored on themselves there.
Yeah.
That puck was on the goal line.
It was close. They swept it out off the paint just in the nick. Face off in the Spartan zone. 3:58 remaining, first period. WOGO Radio, Chi High trying to win and fire, win the draw and fire one in, but this one's going to squirt loose. And here come the Spartans again. Lucas Williams dangles at the blue line, carries his team into the zone, then lost it. Superior regathers, tipped in, and here is Bullock. Goes cross ice for Reig. Reig will tap it ahead for Isaac Small, then he lost it and fired right back in by the Spartans' George Hansen. 3:30 left to go. This is a team that likes to clog up the neutral zone. They don't give you a whole lot of room to maneuver out at center ice. And, boy, you don't want to give them too big a lead because they can protect a lead. That's
absolutely
for sure.
They kind of pack that middle in the defensive zone, too, just like they do in the neutral zone. It's really hard to get to the goalie.
Here's Small. Dangles past one Spartan. Small looking to fire one toward the net. This one goes wide. Soderlund goes up, puts a glove on it, drops it quickly for his D. And Superior's got it. They'll work it out to neutral ice, but the pick on the back check right there by Owen Christa. Owen Top of the wheel on the far side, looking for some room, looking for some help. Gets it over to Ben Carlson. Carlson, the drop pass right there for Ezra Lindstrom, and fired one off the goaltender. Drops in behind Soderlund with 2:42 left to go. Chi High, though, can't control the zone. Here comes Superior. George Hanson races up the ice. Hanson with a one-timer. Fired a screamer. And on Bridger, he makes a huge save to keep it a 1-0 count in favor of the Spartans here. 2.5 left to go on the clock in this first period. This place is filled tonight. Got a youth hockey team out here dressed in their jerseys. Chi High fans, Superior, in their powder blue sweaters that they came down from the North Country in. A game originally scheduled for last night, but most of the games in the state were postponed until today. Here's Chi High. In the corner is Owen Krista on one knee, trying to work the cards out of the zone. Comes back to the Spartans' knee, and it found an opening. Bridger was screened, maybe by his own player, and it's 2-0 Spartans.
That is the second time we have had a winger miss his assignment, and it has cost us twice.
Wow.
That just cannot happen. Time to reset.
For sure. 14:43 of the first period. And an unassisted goal right there by the defenseman, Trevor Anderson. And I don't think Bridger ever saw it come in.
No,
he didn't. See, he was just totally screened as it came in. Wow, Chi High down to deuce here with 2:13 left to go. That's what happened against Eau Claire North, and they wound up winning the game. Here's Jack Moby. Let's see if the team can wake up. Moby into the left wheel, trying to open up some space here, fired a shot. It went wide. Still in the zone, and Chi High able to keep. Nice keep right there by Jackson Boland. Chi High really has to turn it on now. They can't give up another goal. Here are the Spartans. Fired ahead here. Over to Mason Stenberg. He was going to come off on the change. Just lobs one in to the zone with a minute 39 left to go. Tipped back by Drew Bovey. And he'll come off on the change right here. And a fresh set of forwards out there for Chi High. Niblett's out there. Isaac Lindstrom and Small. Smalls has got it right here. Turns. Fires a shot up intended for Niblett. Just behind him. Gathered in there by Trevor Durfee. And the takeaway in the zone. And a shot right there by Lindstrom into the mid of Soderberg. And he'll hang out of that with 1:13 left to go in the period.
Cardinals' third line has played really well tonight. They're doing everything that we've asked them to do and getting some scoring opportunities because of it.
Well, Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Learn more at lakeland.edu. It's lakeland.edu. Minute 13 left to go in the period. Cards trailing 2-0. And this one is going to deflect out to neutral and all the way back to the Chi High zone. 1:04 left to go in the period. Cards trailing by two. And here comes Trevor Durfee. Leads the team across in the attacking zone for Superior. Shots 15-5 in favor of the Spartans. And Chi High just trying to get out of the period without giving up another goal. Cross ice for Owen. He is rubbed on the wall. Big time check there by Durfee, and that took him off the puck. And here comes Superior. Up the ice is Guttler. Guttler then was challenged as he came in by Rieger. And this one's going to be fired up and out of play here with 28.8 left to go in the period. Well, what do you think they're going to talk about in that locker room there, Coop?
I think it's the message is just going to be to kind of wake up, you know, start doing the little things right. Do your defensive zone assignments, you know, like those wingers, they have to do a better job covering the defense. That's probably really what they're going to harp on more than anything.
Reminiscent, isn't it, a little bit of the North game?
Oh, I was just about to say, we've been here already. We were here last week.
We're living it out again. I don't mind getting the same result. Here's a shot on net, the big save on the near post by Bridger. Almost identical. It's like we're watching a rerun here.
Exactly.
20.6 left to go on the clock. Go ahead.
Cardinals are a second period team.
Yeah.
They have been all year. But man, it would have been nice to see them come out with a little more fire.
Cards outscoring opponents 36-17 in the second stanza. 14 seconds left to go in the period. It's in the right corner of the Chi High zone. Cards struggling to clear it out of their end of the ice. 5 seconds left to go. Pushed ahead by the Spartans. Rieg is right there to cut it off as it was coming in. Carson Rieg is going to skate up but ran out of time on the rush. And Chi High goes into the locker room trailing by two and shots 16-5 here after one period. Not how we had drawn it up mentally here.
Not quite. Like I said before the game, the mental preparation needed to be spot on. And to me, it pretty obviously wasn't. But luckily, that's why you get two more periods. So they get another chance to lock it in again. And hopefully they come out with a better period. And like, I really don't feel like Superior's the better team here. I think that they just outplayed us.
We're making them look good, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles of Motion Pediatric Dentistry. They're board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles of Motion office at sim4kids.com. It's S-I-M, the number 4, kids.com. 2-0 our score, Superior leading Chi High. Again, shot 16-5, and we'll check in with our field reporter, our ice reporter, building reporter here. Landon Teese will join us, third member of our broadcast team here in just a few minutes. This is Cards Hockey on World Go Radio.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion-dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small-town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonnell Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union, member eligibility required, member NCUA.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free.
Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you?
But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment.
New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Sectional semis here tonight in Chippewa Falls. Cards trail at 2-0 after the first period. Shots 16-5 in favor of the Spartans. Big home crowd here. And Landon Tease is across the ice to report live what's going on in that student section, Landon.
Thanks, Greg. We're over here again on the other side of the ice. And I got to say, this is easily the biggest turnout that we've had. We got to be about 90 to 100 students here tonight up in the bleachers. Just a great turnout here for the regional final. Everybody, it's a jersey-eyed. Everybody's got their J's on. I've seen a lot of football, a lot of hockey jerseys on here. And I was walking around and I found Chloe Schiebel. Chloe, we were both at the North game last Thursday. Great game, wild game. Take me through the student section. What was going through your head in that third period when we were down 2-1?
Honestly, all you can really have is hope in the moment, but I was definitely nervous, to say the least.
And so, and then we come here tonight, we get the crazy win with Ben Carlson getting that third goal to take us over the top. We get the surprise later that night, we're going to be playing Superior at home instead of Memorial at Hobbs. And we played Superior two other times. You've all heard the saying, it's really hard to beat a good team three times. So do you think that we could pull one out tonight and beat a great Superior three times?
Honestly, I do. Simply for the fact that we have that momentum that we don't normally have before. Like, this is the final push, and for some of us, for some of them, it could be their last time playing, and that little push could help us get through this game.
Right, you got two more games to win, so what is the key for us to go to state and go down to Madison?
I think between team chemistry and just, like, that motivation and knowing it could be your last game at any moment, our seniors are really pushing through.
All right, thanks a lot. Toss it back up to you, Greg.
All right, thank you, Landon, very much. Yeah, that student section is electric tonight. They're just jam-packed over there for this game, the sectional semi here tonight. Last score we had, was it Hudson leading Stevens Point? Was it 4-0 or 5-0?
I think it was 5-0.
5-0. 5-0. So Hudson should be able to ride that up. Is that a final?
No, my
7-2 a final? Okay, 7-2. Hudson is coming here on Friday night, and Chai can't come back. It'll be Superior and Hudson on this ice on Friday evening. Both the Section 1 finals are here for the girls and the boys on Friday night. We hope we can mount a comeback here and be that team against the Raiders. They've beaten us twice this season. Would love to turn the tables on the number one team in the state. Taking it down to puck drop in the second, to open up the second period. Chi-High trails it 2-0. We will be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions. Machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know that there's a lot at stake.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Czech Law Office to your team.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Greg Misfelt. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Chi High Hockey tonight. Greg and Coop here. Ezra Van Dyke, Flying Dutchman, back at our Wogo studios. And Cards trailing 2-0. Goals in the first by Carter Pettit. And an unassisted tally by the defenseman Trevor Anderson. And both times, Cooper, just really bad play in our defensive zone.
Yeah, definitely. And that's going to be a difference maker coming in this next period. I guarantee you Coach Parker harped on it. And hopefully we can turn that around and come out with a better result. This team's got it in them. There's no doubt about that. They've come back from behind before. Let's hope they do it again.
Still plenty of time. Two periods left here. Hudson awaiting the winner of this. Hudson, I mentioned 7-2. It's actually 7-0. Hudson shut out Stevens Point at home. They're the number one team and number one for a reason in the state. Just a juggernaut. And we thought Spash was a good team when we played them here. One of the best we've seen all year. But they just demolished them. Hudson did at home.
Yeah, they did. We watched a little bit before, and it was like Spash couldn't even touch the puck.
Wow.
It was pure domination from Hudson. But going over there is it's a tough place to play.
It is. You know, it sure is.
It's just loud, and the fans are yelling at you through the glass, and it's tough. But.
Well, Berry Global, innovators of plastic, has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing, named one of America's most responsible companies, and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. We're getting ready for the second period here. Chi High trails by 2. Jack Bobby tossed from the dot. And Drew Bobby will take the draw for Chi High against the junior Gutler, Carson Gutler for Superior. Chi High trying to mount a comeback here. They've got it at their own blue line. Karsten Rieg looking up the ice. Finds Drew Bobby on the near side and sends one in to the left wing corner. Superior quickly exits the zone, pitches it ahead. Icing's going to be waved off. I thought they could have called icing right there, but Chai High's got it. They counter up the ice. Here comes Jack Bovey. Hands off on the near side for Jackson Hoym, but the Cards got in the zone a little early, and we got a penalty coming up here as Hoym lost his hat, and that may have drawn the penalty right here as it was tipped off his head, his helmet. And let's see who's going to get the gate right here. It's going to be the captain of the Spartans going to pick up two here, just waiting for the call from the referee as they come over here. It's a head contact against Guttler. So the senior, the junior forward is going to sit here for two and an opportunity here. Coop for Chai High.
Right off the bat,
cut Cardinals, the league and lead in half here.
Cardinals come out their first line here. let's see how they do.
Face off in the right circle of the Superior zone. Jason Lazine is the referee, and he comes over to talk to Scott Parker here. Just 37 seconds into the period, Cards get a penalty, drawn against Superior. Chai High in the power play this season, 18%, and Superior on the kills at 71.7%. Chai High wins the draw. They set up their power play. Here is Jackson Bowling. Goes cross ice. Quick one-timer there by Mason Johnson. Blocked out in front, and Superior able to clear it out to neutral. Here is Jackson Bowling. Goes cross ice for Rieg. One of the 13 seniors on this team. Bowling's got it for Chai High. Crosses the line. Labels one into the corner, and this one's going to be swept around the boards by the Spartans and cleared out. 15:43 on the game clock. 1:19 remaining here on the power play. Sent into the right wing corner by the Spartan, by Chai High, I should say. The Spartans clear right onto the tape of Karsten Rieg. Rieg tried to pitch it ahead there for Ben Carlson, and just beyond his reach, and it's going to be cleared back out by Superior. D to D here. Jackson Bowen's got it for Chai High. Dances back in his own zone, trying to open up some space here. 50 seconds left to go in the Chai High power play, but nothing going so far. Been anemic, and an offsides call right here against the Cards.
Superior giving that Cardinal first line fits yet again this period. So.
Yeah.
Well, if the first line can't do it, time to maybe send out the second or third.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. They're coming out with that Bovey-Bovey-Hoym line, and they've been playing great with it tonight, so hopefully they can get some traction.
42 seconds to go on the Chai High power play. Right back to the tape of Drake Bovey. He'll go cross ice for Swoboda, but the pick right there, and Superior's got it. They'll just drop it back, taking some time off the clock. 29 seconds left to go in the power play. And this one is going to be lobbed all the way back down in the Chai High zone. 20 seconds, that's all we got left in the man advantage. Here is Jack Bovey, takes a feed. Bovey cuts in and then lost the puck. He skated through the paint and then lost the puck. Picks it back up himself, but lost time. We're down to 8 seconds left to go in the power play. Here is Jackson Hoym, flags it down in the corner for Jack. Jack has got it to Swoboda. Turns, fires a shot into the leather of Soderlund, and he'll hang on as time expires in the power play. Not much on that one.
No, not much. I mean, we didn't get any traction until right at the end there. So back to 5-on-5. Looks like we're coming out with third line. We need one.
That is for sure. 2-0. Superior leads it. 14:19 left to go. Second stanza. And this one's kicked around in the zone. Can Chai High get there in time? They do. Breyer Niblett, nice back check there to keep the zone. And this one's in the left wing corner. Swept around the dasher. Superior's got it. The elbow on the far side. Small's in there in the mix. And Chai High turns it just wide of the net. Off the half boards right there from Niblett. 13:55 left to go. Second period. Superior on the breakout. That one is kicked aside by the Chai High forecheck. It's along the inboard. Spartans have it. They'll wing it off the wall, and here they are on the half wall and up and out. right to the Cards defenseman, Karsten Rieg. Angled one off the boards, but taken right away again by the Spartans there in the zone. 13:30 left to go. Cards trying to work it out of their own defensive zone, trailing by a deuce right here. This one is cut off on the half wall. Chai High's got it. They try to back it out. Lindstrom trying to work it off the wall and finally gets it across the blue stripe. And Superior's got to back up and get on sides. Chai High goes D to D here. Up and out. They go cross ice here for Lindstrom. He'll angle that one off the boards with 13:01 left to go, but tracked down by the Spartans. They have it behind their own goaltender. Came off the back of the cage, right back to the defenseman. Chai High trying to turn it in front. And it's Owen Krista, centering pass right there. Ben Carlson had his stick lifted, but got puck support right there from Mason Johnson. He got tripped up a little bit, no call. Gets right back up, and this one's going to be swept around the boards. A stick was lying out there. That stopped it. That gave the Cardinals a break. Here is Owen with a shot that came off a body, deflected off the inboards. And Chai High still trying to mount an attack right here. Mason Johnson had his stick pushed up against the wall. And Superior will just play it down the ice and take the icing call right here. 12:20 left to go in the second period. Still 2-0. Spartans up on top. Trying to advance to the sectional final here Friday night against Hudson. Shot 17-6 in favor of the Spartans. Cards beat them twice this year. 4-3 down at Ashwaubenon and 1-0 here about a month ago. 12-12 ticking down here in the second period. Comes right back to Drake Bovey. Lobbed one in. I mean, really lobbed one in. And that one went over the crossbar and hit the back wall. Chai High the attack here. Drew Bovey's got it. Drew spins away from the pressure, trying to open up some ice. Hands off right there for Jack Bovey. Turns, fires one, thumped off the pads.
Gets the Sutherland, and a rebound shot goes in the 5-hole, and Chai High has cut the lead in half.
New life now, Greg.
You bet.
You could feel that one coming. We had two really good shifts in a row where the Cardinals were buzzing them, and all it takes is one shot on the ice like that. Goalie didn't see it coming. 2-1.
5-10. 8-3-5. At 5:10 of the period. And Chai High just kept attacking. Got the big rebound. Found the 5-hole for Soderlund. And the goal scored there by Jackson Hoym. And Jack gets his fourth goal of the season, 17th point. And it's 2-1. The assists going to Drew Bovey and Drake Bovey. I thought Jack might get a call there as well, but got left out in the score sheet. And it is 2-1. Chai High's back in it. Let's see if this puts some bounce in their step. The 11:21. Here we go back. Superior's got it. It is going to be Trevor Durfee. Angling his way up the ice, got into the corner of the Chai High zone, then coughed it up, and this one's going to go in back of Bridger Fixburg. He'll quickly go from left post to right post. Hugs that baby, and Chai High up the ice. This one a two-hopper to Ezra Lindstrom. Lindy in the corner, got rubbed, a hard check right there. Lost the puck, and Superior's got it out at neutral. But right there is Caden Swoboda. Stopped the rubber and tossed one into the right wing corner, and this is going to go from right to left. Centering pass right there. Backhand try by Lindstrom, who was right out in front. The Cards still have the zone. Back to Swoboda. He was teamed one up, wound big line, but then lost the puck and just had to dump it in the left wing corner. And Superior will ice this one. With 10:28 left to go, the count is 2-1. Spartans up here in the second period.
You can really hear that Cardinal bench going now, and that's what you like to hear. You like to hear the energy, and you can see it on the ice now. It's awesome. You got to keep it up.
Yeah, just kind of slept, walked through that first period, didn't we? 10:28 left to go here in the second period. Dropped into the right wing corner. Spartans have it. On the half wall now, the near side, 10:20 left to go. A battle for it in the attacking zone for Chi High. Cards. That was Ben Carlson who tried to walk it to the cage and then lost it. Comes back to Swoboda at the blue line. Here's Mason Johnson with a shot. Came off a body out in front. And Superior's got it. Up the ice comes number 12, Lucas Williams. Williams surrounded by Cards. He's cut off at Chi High in transition right now. Across the line, into the left wing corner. Here is Owen. Fanned on it just a little bit, picked it right back up again. Goes left to right, wrapped around the boards, and Drake Bobey is there, skated in. Left it on the near wall, but Chi High loses the puck. And here comes Carson Guttler. Guttler by himself, Superior was in the midst of a change. They get the bodies out there, and that gives Chi High a chance to intercept and send it down the ice. Owen's going to squirrel this one in, and he'll come off on the change. Superior counters. Here is Hertig, and he'll fire one on net. Beat the Cards. Offensive change hit. Still had the D back there, and Hertig pulled the trigger on a shot, and Bridger with the save right there.
How about Mason Johnson playing defense right there?
Yeah.
He looked like a veteran, throwing the hip out and everything.
He
nice
can play
stick
anywhere.
Yeah, he's a hockey player.
Face off in the Card zone. Second period, Chi High trails it by one. Jack Bobey will angle this one back in the corner, and the Cards set the breakout right here. Shot 17-10 in favor of the Spartans. Chi High closing that gap a little bit, and they're closing the scoring gap too, trailing 2-1. Here is Boland out of neutral ice, steps across the center ice red line, avoids the icing call, dumps one in. And here's Drew Bobey. Bobey cycles it back over for Jackson Hoym. Dangles, works it rink wide. Cards on the attack again with 8:40 left to go here in the second period. Here is Superior. Trevor Durfee turns, rips one around the boards on the breakout opportunity, but picked off right there. And it's Drew Bobey using the Spartans for a screen. A heavy shot on the goaltender, Soderlund, but he makes the save and hangs on to that with 8:29 left to go here in the second period. Shot 17-11. Superior up on top in that department. 8:29 left to go in the period. Cards will muscle this one back to the point. Shot taken right there. And it's caught up in behind the goaltender. A couple of individual battles here, including Briar Niblett back there. And this is going to come on the far side to Jackson Boland. Goes cross ice for Rieg. Turns, fires a shot. Boland keeps it on the far wing. And Superior's got it right here. This is Stenberg. Turns, fires it up the ice. And Robert Powell will lead them in. Powell lost the puck into the right wing corner. It's loose and it's going to be picked up by Isaac Small. Small comes up, fires a wrister in. But I think Lindy was in just a step too early. And that'll draw the offsides call right here. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep here in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students and families and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. They're going to face off right in the center circle here. Both guys going to get tossed. Carlson and Kalen. So two new guys on the dot. And Chi High's got it. Here's Evan Esslinger. Steps up. Guns one in. This is going to go into the Superior zone. And Chi High tries to track it down. It's on the half wall. 7.25 left to go here in the period. Greg and Cooper here. And Ezra Van Dyke, the Flying Dutchman, back at the Wogo Studios with his fingers on the controls. This one fired in from the right point, and Esslinger follows up as it ricocheted to him on the left point. Stepped up to the top of the wheel and got a decent shot on net. Save made by Soderlund. Chopped at the blue line. Cards hold it, and they'll go to Mason Johnson. Tried to find an opening. Shot a wrist shot. It went wide. 7:01 left to go. And fans want a penalty in the corner against Superior. Are not going to draw that one. And fired in by the Spartans with 6:50 left to go, second period. Chi High trails it by one. They were down by a pair at the end of one, and then scored on the tally from Jackson Hoym at 5:10 of the first to cut the lead in half. Here is Jack Bovey. Hands off there for Drew Bovey. Lots of Boveys on this team, and Jack's got it right now. Jack tried to do a little dipsy doodle as he came in and lost the puck. And countering now is Superior's Brayton Hurtig on that first line. Turns, fires a shot into the chi-high zone. Cards quickly gathered in, and here they come. It is Drake Bovey, crosses the line. Drop right there for Jackson Hoym. His shot knocked down, and this one is loose on the dasher in the Superior zone. 5:58 left to go. Fans erupt with a check, chi-high check right there. And here is Jackson Hoym. Hoym took the feed from his own defensive zone. Ducks underneath the check. Hoym now into the left wing corner. Wheels and deals. Sends it off on the half wall. Hoym's going to go back, try to play a little D, but Superior's got it. And this is Drew Nelson. Nelson on the far dasher. Fires one in. He's going to stay out there. Superior starting to make a change here. 5:27 left to go. Nelson's going to come off to complete the change for the Spartans. Here's a shot on net. Angled off the stick of Bridger. Up and out of play. And there's not an empty seat in the house and not an empty space, I don't think, either. As I look down here, and you got fans all the way all behind the, Bridger. Almost, yeah. All around this building.
Almost all the way to the bench.
For sure.
Awesome to see.
5:20 left to go. Second period on Wogo and Cards TV. Face off in the chi-high zone. Cards trying to work their way back into this game after trailing by two here in the first. Superior with the hard around right there. They can't clear. And chi-high's got it. Here come the Cards. On the far wall is Ezra Lindstrom. Lindy tried the give and go right there for Jackson Boland. Tipped off his stick and up into the right wing corner. In the Superior zone, this one's going to dribble on in, but didn't get to the goaltender in the Spartans' defensive zone. 4:45 left to go. And it's Trevor Durfee with it. Cycles it back as he was going to the right. Left it back on the left. Here's a giveaway, and Owen Krista moves in. Krista trying to ram his way to the goaltender, Soderlund, and lost it as he was ready to make a move on the senior goaltender. Swept from right to left into the corner. 4:24 left to go here in the second period. And it's going to be flopped back out by the Spartans. Here is Karsten Rieg. Cards with a new line out there. Here is Ben Carlson. The drop pass right there for Owen. And the giveaway from 4-4. That's Caden Leah for Superior. He carried it up to the chi-high defensive zone. Then lost it. This one angled off the boards and is going to be taken away by Leah right there. Crosses into chi-high territory. Pulls the trigger on a shot. It was blocked. And Ben's got it for chi-high. Ben Carlson up on the near side. Tried to fire one around the boards. And Drew Bovey was there but couldn't find it. And Carson Rieg has got it for chi-high. 3:37 left to go. Cards will go cross ice for Mason Johnson. All kinds of bodies. Puck is kicking all over the place. It's going to come back to Soderlund. And the goaltender will leave it for his D. Breakout right there. Intended for Leah. He overskated it. Caught in between his skates with 3:19 left to go. Shots 18 to 11, pardon me, in favor of Superior. Here is Swoboda. Takes a long wind right there. Fired it just wide of the cage in the attacking zone. And it's on the half wall of the Superior into the ice. 2:59 left to go here on a Wednesday evening of high school hockey. Sectional semis. Hudson already with a victory, so they'll move on to play here Friday night. Here is chi-high. It's Drew Bovey. Bovey, a centering pass. And Jack Bovey's down there. Bodies flying all over the place. Superior just muscled us out of the paint. And the Spartans have it right there. There's a shot. Oh, big-time shot by Carson Guttler. And he almost crossed up Bridger, but he got his pads out there just in the nick. And it's still 2-1. Chi-high countering now back in the Superior zone. Here is Jack with a shot on net. Swallowed up there by Soderlund, and he'll hang on with 2:16 left to go here in the second period. Got to keep it 2-1 and see if we can scrape back in this
one.
What
a flurry there. I mean, we're getting our chances. If we keep applying pressure like this, they're going to come. It'd be really, really nice to get one before this period's over. That'd be kind of a good momentum piece for the next period.
Closing that gap in the shot department, 19-13. The shots in favor of Superior's way wide. I think they had us by about 15 shots in the first period, up by 15. And now 19-13, 2:14 left to go in the period. And Superior on the breakout. They cough it up, and Chi High's got it. With 2:05 left to go, let's see if they can do something with it. Here is Owen trying a backhand centering pass right there, intended for Mason Johnson. And Superior cut that off, but Johnson on the back check holds the zone. Just feathers one into the corner for Owen. Owen using his big body, that football body. Here's a breakaway. A wraparound drive. And Chi High has scored. Oh, and Krista, or are they going to wash it out? I see the washout sign here. Owen celebrating in front of the Chi High fans. And they might wash this out. I saw Jason Lacine, the referee, make the washout sign here. And the Bluebirds are up tonight. And this might be because of a penalty. A delayed call, I think, is going to wipe out the goal. Ben Carlson, 2 minutes for a cross check here. And that is why they won't add that goal there.
They should be booing that one, Greg.
A little ticky-tack, you think?
You cannot make a call like that in a game like this. I need to. I have nothing else to say about it.
Yeah, I get it. All right, minute 45 left to go. We're still only down by one. Minute 45 left to go, second period. 2 minute minor on Ben. This is Superior's first power play of the night. And their power play is, I mean, we talk about our anemic power play at about 18%. They're at 9.9% on the man advantage. But stranger things have happened. Here's Superior right now. And a shot right there by Lucas Williams as he did the toe drag. And open up some space. Williams again, top of the circle on the near wing. And a shot that was blocked by Chi High. Superior sets it up. Here's a deflect down low. And they did score a power play. And they lead it 3-1. They got the deflect down low. They were biting at our goaltender. And it is Carter Kalen for Superior. A power play goal here in the second period. 15:37 of the second. Carter Kalen, the coach's boy, with the goal. And Superior leads this one 3-1. They built the lead back up to 2. Chi High had cut it by 1, and then the power play. We thought we had a goal to even things up. Wiped out by the penalty. And here are the Spartans on the attack again on the near side. That one came off the side of the cage. And this is angled into the right wing corner. For Kalen, he scores for the Spartans. Carter Kalen, the assists. Going here to Trevor Anderson, the defenseman, and Lucas Williams, and it's back to a two-goal lead. Here is Drew Bovey, down to half a minute left to go, second period, as he'll wing one into the left-wing corner in the Superior zone. Bovey got dumped on the cross-check right there, and Drew actually had to kind of hold back his teammate, Jackson Hoym, from going after the Superior player to keep the penalty intact here. Got a cross check on Durfee, and that will give Chi High their second power play chance in the night. Boy, that was pretty obvious, I think.
That is what a cross check looks like.
Textbook cross check. 24 and a half ticks of the clock left, second period. And the Cards trying to cut that lead down to one again. 3-1 the count. Here's Carsten Rieg patiently at the blue line. Sends it off to his right for Mason Johnson. Just touched the top of the puck, didn't get a whole lot on it. Glanced into the left wing corner. Owen Krista trying to keep it pinned in deep, but we're down to 8 seconds left to go in the period. A scrum right in back of the goaltender Soderlund as time runs out here in the second period. Chihai will still have a significant time on the power play. A minute 36 going into the third period, but pretty deflating on that PP goal by Superior.
Yeah, it definitely is. They kind of took it to us on that power play there, but it's just kind of unfortunate when something like that happens. We score a goal. Obviously, got disallowed. Whether we agree with it or not, that's what happened. So now we have to come back from behind again, like we did last Thursday. So we've been here before.
Yep.
And we've definitely got the momentum. I mean, the ice tilted the Cardinals' direction this period. So we just need to keep grinding, and eventually they're going to come. Hopefully, they come in time.
Same scenario as the North game. Regional final. We were down 3-1 the third period. But you can't play every game like that.
Well, exactly. It's like, we have to come from behind and win tonight. But, if we're lucky enough to do that, that cannot happen.
Yeah. Not against Hudson.
No,
for sure.
you're not going to be able to come from behind and win against
it's
Hudson.
Like so bleeding next to a shark.
Exactly.
Shots 22-13 in favor of Superior. They lead it on the scoreboard 3-1. But Chihai will have a power play to open up the third period. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews every Thursday from 2 until 5 at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls, or you can apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. All right, we'll catch up with Landon in the student section in just a few minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic Cod Filet Dinner or Sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking change. Insured by NCUA.
WIAA playoff hockey tonight on WOGO Radio and Cards TV. Chi High trailing 3-1. We had cut the lead to 2-1, and then a power play goal by Carter Kalin at 15:37. Just a devastating tally for Superior. Still some time left, though. Third period to come, and Chi High on the power play. Let's go cross ice. Landon Tease is surrounded by Cardinal fans and the student section. What's got up, going on over there, Landon?
Thanks, Greg. Again, we're over here on the other side of the ice, and I found captain of this year's Sabres team, Emmy Berg, also assistant captain of the 2021 state champion. And, you know, Emmy, since we went to the playoffs this year, all the guys coming through the hallways, they got dyed hair for the playoffs. So my question to you is, if you're on the team, would you dye your hair for the boys?
100%. It's part of the tradition. You have to.
And then also with the shocking win for Superior against Memorial last week, we obviously get another home game here, so we got to see the boys dress up one more time in the hallway. So who do you think is the best dressed at Chi High?
I would have to go with Bridger Fixmer just because his outfits are so different from everyone else.
And then last question, have you ever thought about or wanted to drive the Zamboni in between periods?
I have totally wanted to drive the Zamboni.
All right, Greg. You know, down two goals here. We have one more period. We'll see if some fire goes up behind these boys and see if we can't pull a couple in.
All right, Landon. Yeah, I think it's a dream of every hockey player, maybe even an announcer once in a while, to drive that Zamboni. It's a lot of fun.
I think I'd be really good at driving the Zamboni.
That's a brand new rig, too. New as of this year, just a month and a half ago or so. So cool, cool vehicle. All right, 3-1 the count in favor of Superior. Shots 22-13. And Spartans up on top in that department, too. Fresh, never frozen beef, cooked up only after you order. We're talking, of course, of Butterburger from Culver's. Have one today or this week, this weekend at Culver's of Lake Halley. It's 3-1. Superior up, trying to advance to the sectional final Friday night against Hudson. And we'll continue our coverage from the Chippewa Ice Arena, the friendly confines tonight. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. 5, window screen repair or replacement. And 6, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Love 3-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third shift CNC machinists with a 4-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get 3-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over 2 decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free.
Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you?
But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking change. Insured by NCUA.
WIA sectional semi. Hudson's already playing here Friday night. They beat Spash 7-0, awaiting the winner of this game. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being at your best at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers to get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/logo. cbosm.com/WOGO. A huge minute and a half or minute 36 here. Coop on the power play for Chi High to open up the period.
Man, you know, Greg, we need a goal really bad on this power play. We're coming out with Poem, Bolby, and Bolby with Swoboda and Drake Bolby on the back end. Should be fun to watch. Here we go.
Power play at 18% this year. Nothing to write home about, but Superior's was 9.9. They scored a power play. And here we go. Jack Bolby wins the draw, gets it back for Drake. Drake on the far wall, angles one into the zone. And Superior's on it first. That's George Hansen. Can't clear. And Chi High gathers it in the zone and sets up their power play. But it's good up and out of play here by the Spartans.
Draw should be in the zone here.
Well, maybe not.
Okay.
Now they're going to drop it. Nothing's going our way here. They're going to drop it at the dot outside the Spartan D zone. And here's Jack Bovey. Again a win, but caught right between the 2D, and this one's going to go all the way back on net. Here is Bridger, drops it back for Swoboda. Cut around the wall and tipped out. Jack Bovey's got it, races into the zone. He shoots, and that one under the glove of Soderlund. Kind of crossed him up a little bit. and went into the right wing corner. Cards on the attack again. And it is Drake Bobey at the point. Here's a pass into the left wing elbow for Drew Bobey. Drew harassed there by Superior's D, and he'll hand off for Jackson Hoym. Back on the near side for Jack Bobey. Stopped, waited for the Superior player to move, but it came off his body. Rebound, try off Bobey's shot. On net, a couple of whacks at Soderlund. Still caught up in the zone. Where is it? Oh, the goal! It's in! The Cards have come leading in to 3-2. Jackson Hoyt was down there. He might get credit for the goal, but the goaltender didn't know where it was. Hoyt didn't know where it was, but somehow crossed the goal line, and it's 3-2.
Greg, I didn't know where it was either, but it ended up in the back of the net, and that's what matters.
And this one's not going to be washed out. It is going to be Jackson Hoym. And Swoboda's going to get the assist. And I think that was that 5-on-5, or was that the end of the power play? It was pretty close.
Yeah, it was close.
Minute 5 into the third period. 1:05 in the third. And it is Jackson Hoym with the goal. The puck was just flying all over along the goal line. Soderlund had no idea where it was, just carrying around. And Jackson Hoym just got a piece of it, apparently. He was right down there digging at it in the goaltender's face right there in the paint. And it's 3-2.
Traffic out front. Those ugly goals are what's going to win us games
right now.
That's right,
the dirty goals, huh? 1:05 of the period for Jackson Hoym for the Cards. And Hoymer will pick up his 11th of the season, 22nd point. The assist to Caden Swoboda. He's had a nice season coming off the JV team. Caden with his 6th point, 5th assist. And Cards have cut into that lead. It's 3-2 for Superior. Now we got to hold him off here. Chi High and Superior battle out of neutral ice. There's a drop pass. Spartans are in the zone. And that one to Carson Guttler. Guttler didn't get a whole lot on it. And it glanced wide of the cage. Superior's got it. Now Chi High will tip this off a stick. And Ben Carlson rips it down the ice in an icing call right here with 15:28 left to go. Third period. Woof. Fun hockey. Crowd is into it. Cutting the lead to 3-2 here.
Yeah, a huge crowd and a lot of people watching at home, too. I mean, I've got family in Iowa that are listening to the game, shout out to them for sure.
You bet. High in Iowa. 15:28 left to go, third period. Shots 22-17 in favor of the traveling team, the Spartans. And there's Trevor Anderson's already got a goal. Anderson with a shot at the point. Spartans with a shot right there, peeled off the wall by Drew Nelson, and he came right to the hole and unloaded. It's in the right wing corner along the boards behind Bridger Fixmer, up for a goaltender of the year in the state, number one goaltender in the conference, and coming in was Jackson Hoym, but just kind of lost an edge and dropped down. And it's kicked back out to neutral ice, right in the center circle. Jackson Boland steps up, throws one into the zone. Jack Bobey with a try by himself along the goal line. Took a backhand shot, and we have an interference call here against the Spartans. And Chi High will be back on the power play, their third of the night.
What happened there is that the 18 of Superior, he just kind of impeded Jack Bolvey's progress, and that's all it takes. He's arguing it, but that was an interference.
Mason Stenberg wants an explanation. Now, is he going to get the gate? He's skating.
Oh, it was number 8, actually, that got the gate, so that would have been
Trevor Anderson, the defenseman.
Yep, Trevor Anderson.
Stenberg wanted the dissect the call with the officials. It's Anderson who's going to sit for two, and Chi High with a power play chance right here. 14:46 left to go, third period. They trail it by one. They win it back to the D. Here's Carson Reed. Feathers this one into the right wing corner. Receives a pass back again. Now the far side D. That's Jackson Boland with a shot. Had to be fought off by the goaltender. And Superior comes up with it and dumps all the way down. 14-23 and counting, third period. Chi-High trails again by one. Has never led in this game. Handed off for Mason Johnson into the zone. Races into the left wing corner, but rubbed on the wall as he came from left to right and coughs up the puck, and the Spartans will clear. A minute 20 left to go in the power play, and we take it down to 14 minutes left to go here in the ball game. This is Owen Krista. Going to cross the blue line himself. Owen now trailing is Jack Bovey. Owen lost the puck but picks it back up himself, and he's got it in the zone. 1:05 left to go in the power play. Here is Drake Bovey. Turns and fires a wrist shot on net. Fought off there by Soderlund, and it got underneath the stick of Reed. And the Cards have to hit the reset button right here. Same guys out there. But new to the zone is Jackson Hoyt. He's going to come on. And Swoboda makes a change on D. Here is Drake Bovey. Feeds Swoboda on the near side. Kicks it off his skate. Gets the pass back again. Chi High in the attack. That's Jack Bovey. Rifle one off Soderlund in the right wing corner. Here is Jackson Hoyt. Deals into the right wing circle and then fires one off to the left wing corner for Drake Bovey. Drake steps up off the D. Cards still control, but running out of time. Down to 8 seconds left to go on the power play. And trying to stuff it in on the near post is Drew Bovey. And eaten up right there by Soderlund. He didn't give Bovey an inch. And that will stop play as Soderlund hauls the puck in. We're down to 3 ticks of the clock left to go on the power play.
A couple great chances from the Cardinals there. Especially that second line of Bovey, and Hoym. Once again.
Run out of clock on the man advantage. 3 seconds left, 12:48 on the clock here in the third period. Chi-High trails it by one, and that'll do it for the man advantage. Spartans back to full strength here. And the puck in the right wing corner in the Superior zone. Chi-High trying to hold it in there, 5-on-5. Isaac Small backpedals and then tosses one in the right wing elbow. And who's going to come up with it? Comes right back to the point. There's Karsten Rieg, the senior. Dumps it in back of the cage. And Superior will clear it out to neutral. 12-13 and counting shots, by the way. 22-20. It was way lopsided in favor of Superior. Now the Cards have cut it down to a two-shot advantage for the Spartans. Off the window and all the way down. And that'll draw an icing call here against Superior with exactly 12 minutes remaining on the clock here in the third period. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. Face off the glove side of Soderlund, the Superior goaltender. Cards win the draw. They get it back for Boland. Now he'll go to the near side, D, and Mason Johnson on the forecheck. Johnson pinned up against the end boards here, right behind Soderlund. Puck squirts loose and goes into the right wing corner. Owens got it for a moment, then lost it, had it chipped off his stick, and the Spartans clear it out to neutral ice. Dumped into the right wing corner of the Superior zone, and it is Trevor Anderson who will start the Spartans down the ice. Here comes Superior. A shot on net. Saved there by Bridger. And a player goes down. No! It is Lucas Williams who peeled it off the wall. I think Bridger was screened again and found the top shelf on Bridger's left shoulder. And it's back to a two-goal lead for the Spartans. Lucas Williams from Durfee. Gutler. Williams from Gutler. That was at 5:40 of the third period. Boy, that sort of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, we were just taking it to him, and just one little play can make a big difference, obviously. So.
Cards trailed by two twice in this game and keep fighting back, but time's ticking down here. 11 minutes left to go in this one. Here's a shot from Brayton Herdig on that first line. Came off the waffle board of Bridger. And Chai High clears out through center. And Drew Bovey's got it for the Cards. Now they've got to turn the afterburners on. Here's Jack Bovey in the corner in the superior zone, the attacking zone for Chai High. Also down there is Jackson Hoym. This one's going to come back to the point. Esslinger with a one-timer. And that one screams into the right wing corner. And Chai High coughs it up, and it's cleared by the Spartans. Here comes Bridger. He saw Jackson Hoym down at the blue line, set the puck to him. And Hoym out of gas here. He's going to come off, and the Cards a wholesale change, line change here, with 10-12 left to go in the game. In the attacking zone for Chai High. This one slips off into the right wing corner. Jackson Hoym is right there on the half wall for Ezra Lindstrom. He tried to backhand a centering pass. It was red. And Robert Powell has got it for the Spartans. Goes into the left wing corner. Cards with the intercept, and they get it out to neutral ice. And here is Small. Small one on three with a shot. Trying to hit the right ring side of that net that went high over the crossbar. Here comes Superior. It is Carter Pettit. And he was one on three. And Pettit tried to pull the trigger on a shot. It never got there. And he will come off on the change. And it is Karsten Rieg up to the center red line. Dumps one in. 9:22 left to go. Third period here on WOGO Radio. Chai High trails it by two. Centering pass for Owen. He could not pull the trigger on a wrist shot. Sent it back to Swoboda at the point. And he struggled with it. Got it into the corner, but here comes the Spartans once again. On the far side, a feed to Friedrich. And Tyler Friedrich pulled the trigger on a shot. That one went into the left wing corner with 8:55 left to go. And an icing call here against Chai High.
A little frustrating there.
Yeah.
Great opportunity, just kind of thrown away. Owen Chris had a great opportunity to shoot the puck and elected to pass and made a wobbly pass. Other way it goes.
It has been an emotional roller coaster here tonight for sure. Cards get down by two. They cut it to a one-goal advantage, back to a two-goal deficit, back to one-goal deficit, and just has been that way all night. Superior up 4-2. This is a team that scores an under two goals per game, but Chai High has given them opportunities. They've got one in the power play here. Cards now cross into the attacking zone. Here's Owen Krista trying to use a deflect down low from Ben Carlson. And these guys hoping not to play in their final game as Chai High Cardinals. On the near wing circle is Owen Krista. Off the wall, Krista shoots and scores! And it's back to a one-goal lead. Owen Krista came into the right wheel and pulled the trigger on a shot. And that one found a little opening between the post and Soderlund, and it's 4-3.
As we've seen time and time again this season, not much quit in this team. And they've got a lot of time left to tie this thing up. And I'm going to shout out Jeff Parker here. When I played, he'd always come in and he put a dollar on the board and he said, "This is for the first goal." Well, I've got a dollar for the person who ties this game up for Jeff.
Hey, these are amateurs here.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Parker, he loved putting dollars on the board.
Oh, man. Yeah,
yeah, this one's for him. Here we go, boys.
Yeah. 9:43 of the third period. It was Owen with the goal, his 15th of the season. Ben Carlson's going to get one of the assists. And Mason Johnson will get the other assist. And Chai High has chewed into that lead again. 4-3, 7:56. Still plenty of time here. Just can't give up another one. Karsten Rieg wings one in from neutral ice. And Chai High tries to hunt it down. Here is Superior. They clear the zone, back out to neutral ice, and then it deflects back in again. They got to go find it. Spartans up the ice, right to Karsten Rieg, but he handed it right back to him. This is going to float very slowly toward the net. Oh, I Isaac Small came back and nearly put it in his own net, trying to help his tender. And that one went over the shoulder. Bridger, thankfully, didn't go into the back of the cage. Oh, my goodness, was that scary.
I think that play took years off my life.
Right? Oh, man. Get the paddles out here. 7:19 left to go in the ball game here. 4-3, Superior up. Shots 25-22 in favor of the Spartans. They've led all night long in that category. And here is Isaac Small in the half wall, but can't clear. Back to the point. One-timer right there by Durfee for the Spartans. And they center it up, but nobody there for the Blue Guys. And here comes Lindstrom. Isaac Lindstrom with a chance. Oh, the rebound goes.
Let's go.
And the Cards have tied it up. Breyer Nedlin.
I've got a dollar for Breyer Nedlin.
Yeah.
There we go.
Breyer Nedlin with the goal to tie this game up. With 7 minutes left to go here. And Superior, I think, is arguing, or at least there's a discussion, did Breyer kick it in? Because he just went to the hole, went to the cage.
So that's going
to
be the argument.
Yep.
And here's the thing. He was stopping. So it's going to be, we're going to have to see whether the referee determines if he did stop to kind of kick it in. But it's kind of a gray area, but it was right in front of one referee, and he specifically called it a goal. So, oh, they disallow.
They're going to wash it out. Oh, man. I think they're going to say it was kicked in. They said it was directed into the net by the skate. So wipe it out.
The same ref that wiped it out was the one who called it a goal. So that's unfortunate, but a lot of time left.
Wow. Yeah, there's still 7 minutes left, but boy, it has been that kind of emotional night. You cut into the lead, and now we finally tie it up. And that's two washouts tonight so far.
Yeah.
Chi-high goals.
That's just...
So I got to scratch that off my score sheet here.
Yep.
Oh, bummer. All right, a little discussion with Jason Lacine, the referee, and Scott Parker here. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital at Chippewa Falls. You can read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Hudson awaiting the winner of this game. They wiped out Stevens Point 7-0 at home tonight. So Hudson back in the sectional final again, the number one team in the state. And the boos echo through the stands again after the washed out goal. Face off outside the Superior defensive zone. And here is Ben Carlson. Just got to pick it up, strap your boots up a little bit, and go at the attack again. This one wrapped around the boards in the attack zone for Chi-High, and it's going to slip back out. Karsten Wieg backpedals off the window and into the Spartan zone. 6:39 left to go on the clock here in the third period. Chi-High trails it. There's a cough up the giveaway. Mason Johnson with a chance. A shot on net. Fought off by Soderlund into the corner. And another giveaway in the zone. That was Ben Carlson. Cards on the attack there. Going to the hole there. Peppering the goaltender. And it's back to the point. Chi-High in the attack. It's Ben Carlson then lost it. And Superior's got it. Here they come into the zone. It's Guttler. Guttler, there's a nice check. The shot right there by Karsten Wieg. He came back in the back check. Made a great play. And we've got a penalty right here. And I think Owen Christian's going to pick it up. Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable.
The fans thought they had a penalty on Superior. And Owen's going to pick it up here. A four-minute penalty. Oh, my goodness. Well, Owen Christian's going to sit for four. Oh, man.
Number four.
Oh, okay. Number four. Okay, I thought they were going to call a four-minute double minor here. It's only a two-minute. Okay. They had me going. It's number four, of course, Owen Krista. And now one of the fans, the referee, is saying one of the fans that was harassing him may have to clear out.
So what happened on that play is Owen Krista finished his check, and he followed through with his hands a little bit high, and they called a penalty on it.
Only the second power play of the night for Superior. They've already scored once, and they've got it right here, trying to seal the deal with 5:50 left to go. A goal here might do it, might take him into the sectional final. And the Spartans on the attack. Backhand try right there, fought off by Bridger and cleared by his teammates. 4-3. Spartans lead it. Tough thing to do to beat a team three times in the season, and the Cards are finding that out here tonight. Chi-Hi had beaten them in Ashwaubenon and beating them here at home 1-0. But trying to pull off the trifecta is a tough thing. 5:19 left to go here, third period. Superior playing catch. Still got to be aggressive, Superior does here, with 5:10 left to go and only a goal lead. And the Spartans have it right here. This is Durfee. Cradles it, moves into the zone. Durfee into the right wing corner. And a drop back there for Guttler. And his shot knocked down. And here comes Drake. Drake has got Drew Bobby on his wing. And Drake couldn't get the puck to him, lost it. And Superior counters right here. This is Guttler. Guttler moves in, fires his shot. Thumped into the corner by Bridger with 4:42 left to go. Going to come back to the point. There's George Hanson. Will wing it off on the near wall just to find some open space there with 4:32 left to go. And Chi-Hi with the intercept in their own zone. And Jack Bobby's got it. Bobby into the zone. Lost it, but got puck support there from Mason Johnson. Bobby, though, out of gas, is going to head to the bench here with 4:18 left to go. No, he's going to stay out. I thought he was coming into the hole to sit down. We're down to 13 seconds left to go in the power play. 4:11 on the game clock. Chi-Hi trails it. 4-3. They have not led here tonight. Here's Superior trying to go backdoor for Robert Powell, and he just misfired. And that will do it for the power play. Spartans 1-2 here. And that goal, power play, earlier power play goal, has given them the lead. Here is Owen out of the penalty box. Owen's got it right now on the half wall, then lost it. And it's going to be Caden Leah. Leah moves in. A shot saved right there by Bridger. And dumped to center by the Cards with 3.5 left to go. Time ticking down here for the Cards tonight and in their season. Shots 29-24 in favor of Sparty. Here is Drake Bobby. Turns up the ice. Hands off now for Drew Bobby. Fires one to the right wing corner. And Ben's going to have to spin off. Ben Carlson on the line change right here. 3:05 left to go in the third period. It's dumped all the way down. Bridger's going to go out, and there's an icing call right there. He let it go past. It was just a few inches off the post, but that was enough, and there's an icing call.
I'm assuming Scott Parker will take his timeout here.
Well, we haven't had the indication yet, but we shall see. Yep. T.O. for Scott Parker and company. We'll take it with him back in a minute. This is WOGO Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions. Machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know that there's a lot at stake.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
All right. Here we go. Greg and Coop back here at the Triple Ice Arena. It's 4-3 in favor of the Superior Spartans in this sectional semi. 2:59 left to go. Third period, and the Spartans up by one. Well, Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support Chi-High Hockey and local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Here are the Cards on the attack. That was Jackson Hoym with a chance, just didn't get to the puck in time, and this is going to be angled off the wall and up to neutral ice. 2:45 left to go. Time ticking down, precious time here. Karsten Rieg dumps it in from neutral and jammed up along the yellow stripe on the far side. A battle for it along the blue line. Cards are on sides. Here's Jackson right now, trying to backpedal to get a full shot off. Didn't do it. Couldn't do it. And this one set back out to neutral ice. Superior's got it. Cards kind of cheating in a little bit too. That's okay. With 2:15 left to go in your season, got to take some chances. This one goes into the right wing corner. 2:10 on the game clock left here. Chi-High's got it. Here is Jackson Bolin. Bolin hands off to Owen. Into the zone. Owen lost it for a moment. Picks it back up. In the right wing corner in the attacking zone now. Works it in back of the cage. And Superior will lift this one up and out. And this should be an icing, and it is. 1:48 left to go. The faceoff in the Spartan zone. And we'll see if they're going to pull Bridger right now. Okay, they're going to, with a minute 48, they're going to pull him. And the Cards have the attacker right now. And we'll set it up. Jack Bowlby out there. Ben Carlson, the seniors. Owen Krista. Mason Johnson. Drake Bowlby. And Swoboda, the other D. Six players on the ice for Chi-High. Swept into the corner behind the goaltender by the Spartans. Chi-High tried to control with a minute 40 left to go. And an empty net at the other end of the barn. Here is Swoboda, couldn't hold it.
Get dirty, Drake.
And Superior's got it. Here is Hurdick. Fires it just wide as he came in. He wanted that empty net. It looks pretty big. And here is Jack Bowlby into the zone. Bowlby dives underneath the defenseman. And let's see if he drew the penalty. He went down. And a call might be made here against Superior. Chi-High would have their fourth power play of the night. And it's going to go against George Hansen. And a tripping call right here on Jack as he came in. So a minute 18, the net's still empty down there, Coop.
Okay, so that's what they decided to do here. So we'll go 6-on-4.
In the draw here, Jack. Ooh.
Two-man advantage for Chi-High. Face-off in the Superior zone. Into the right wing corner. Here is Jack Bowlby. Sends that one up on the glass and out of play with 1:11 left to go in the third period. Chi trails it by one. They've had a couple of goals washed out here tonight, and it's been an uphill climb all night, but all you have to do is get the tying one here,
yep,
and then good things can happen.
Absolutely. So Bridger's going back in now, and I like that move because what happens is, you know, they can ice the puck, so they can just fire them down all they want.
Face off just outside the Spartan D zone. And here is Karsten Rieg. Handed it off to Jack Bovey. Lost it for a moment. Picked back up by Bolin. And the Cards gather it up in the zone and set it up. Here is Drew Bovey. Owens out there now for Chi-High. Cards playing catch, setting up the power play. Jack Bovey tees it up for Rieg. Where is it? The goaltender didn't know where it was. And it swept back to the point. Here is Rieg. Karsten Rieg with a shot, trying to thread the needle. 39 seconds left to go. Here is Jackson Hoym, wheels and deals, fires a shot from the slot. That one angled into the corner by Soderlund. This is going to come around to Bolin on the half wall. And to Rieg in the high slot. Now on the right wing side, a shot taken. Bodies all over in front of Soderlund, the goaltender, and cleared out through center. And we're down to 15 seconds left for Chi-High to tie it up. Here's Drew Bowlby, races into the zone. Bowlby with a shot out of the corner. Karsten Rieg gathers it in. And up and out of play here. Off a stick with 4 seconds left to go in the game. Well, there is time here, Coop.
Yep, we got to win the draw.
Face off in the Superior zone.
Win the draw.
Got to win it. And a quick shot with four ticks of the clock left to go. Chi-Hi trying to tie it up and go into OT. Jack Bowlby to take the draw. You got to win this one, Jack. Karsten Reed sitting back here at the point. Right wing circle. Both players trying to get an advantage. And Guttler is pulled for Superior. He gets tossed from the dot. Jack Bowlby into the corner. A race for it right there. Time kicks out. And Superior advances the seventh seed on Chi-High's home ice here tonight. And wins it 4-3 over the Cards. Wow. Shots, final shot total 29-24. In favor of the Spartans. Cards trailed by two goals most of the night. Owen Christie's goal made it 4-3. And Chi-High had some chances in there and had washed out goals. And just could not get that decisive goal to tie it up and get the lead. They trailed all night long.
Well, that's frustrating.
Yeah,
another way to put it. Some great play, one bad period. Came back to bite us, I think. Some very questionable officiating at times, putting it nicely. But, yeah, Cardinal season comes to an end, and it's hard to watch.
For sure, Chi-High finished up 15-11. And one on the season. Superior, no matter what they do, will not have a winning record this year. They are 10-16-1. There are three games potentially left in their season here in our barn on Friday night against Hudson in the sectional final, and then two at state. And even if they swept the rest of the way, they'd be under 500. But hey, you got to tip your hat to Superior. They were the number 7 seed. They knocked off the number 2 team in the state. And now the 6th seed Chi-High Cardinals with potentially the All-State goaltender and Bridger Fixmer. And the get up for the Dobbins Beck Award. And Chi-High loses this one 4-3. Tough to swallow on your home ice, huh?
I still just kind of can't believe it happened. I just felt like we really, really outplayed them a lot. And Superior, hats off to them. Congrats on the win. Good luck the rest of the way. They did the little things right. They did enough to win.
Yeah, they're a gritty team. Got to salute them. Well coached. They don't give up. It didn't devolve into a slugfest we've seen before in some games.
Yep. Two very disciplined teams, both very well coached. So that's great to see, but.
It is a hard pill to swallow, isn't it?
Especially,
the season's over so quickly.
Yeah, it's like in the blink of an eye. I mean, I've been with these
North
guys.
And Memorial went through this last week, and now we're going through the same thing, and you can see the anguish in the eyes and the emotions of Bridger Fixmer. You can understand that. He has been... The guy between the pipes for Chi-High for these 4 years, and what a career he has had. These seniors, 12 more of his teammates, seniors, and we'll salute them on the postgame show coming up here, and of course catch up with Scott Parker as well. But Superior and Hudson will play here Friday night in the sectional final game. We'll engage in the conversations about high school sports in your community and throughout Wisconsin. Take your tablet, your smartphone, or cell phone and follow the WIAA on its Twitter accounts at WIAAWI for general information, at WIAAWI State for state tournament updates, and at WIAAWI Scores to share game scores. You can also friend the WIAA on Facebook, and you can find them on Instagram. Connect with the WIAA today. Now we came down to the Sweet 16. Now it's going to be the Great 8. in D1 coming up here. And Hudson or Superior will motor down to Madtown here for the state tournament. WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls are coming back for the post-Glassamere post-game show. We'll have our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap as well. We'll talk to Scott Parker and do a salute to these 13 seniors that gave so many great moments to Chi High Hockey here. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free.
Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you?
But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Well, tough time for Chi High fans, parents, and students here in the building. They're still hanging around, but Chi losing in this sectional semi 4-3 to Superior. And we'll do our Post Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com. As the Cards went over on the power play, Superior 1-for-2 tonight. Outshot Chi High 29-24 to win this one 4-3. Chi High kept battling, got down by two after the first period. Battled back to make it 2-1. And looked like they had closed the gap, but a couple of goals got washed out. One was kicked in, apparently, by Briar Niblett, or redirected off a skate intentionally, and that one would have been the game-tying goal here late in the third period. And Chi-I, you know, you make your own breaks, but they didn't get any breaks at all either. Just luck was not on their side here tonight. So let's break it down for you. Time for our Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey, Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Couple of first period goals by the Spartans. First one at 12:16 by Lucas Williams, and then at 14:43, an unassisted goal by Trevor Anderson to make it 2-0. Then the Cards fought back in the second period. It was Jackson Hoym with a goal, it was Jackson Hoym with his first of two goals here tonight at 5:10 of the first. The assist going to Drew Bovey and Drake Bovey, and it was 2-1. Then the Spartans got up 3-1 again on a power play goal in the second by Carter Kalin, and 3-1, Sparty up on top. Chi-I fought back. It was Jackson Hoym again, the sophomore, at 1:05 of the period, and it was 3-2. And then Superior got up 5:40 of the third period, a goal by Lucas Williams, and they were up by two again. But the seniors just decided they didn't want their season to end, and Owen Krista took over along with Ben Carlson and the sophomore Jackson Hoym on that line, and scored at 9:43 of the third period. This is how it went. Cards now cross into the attacking zone. Here's Owen Krista trying to use a deflect down low from Ben Carlson. And these guys hoping not to play in their final game as Chi-I Cardinals. On the near wing circle is Owen Krista. Off the wall, Krista shoots and scores! And it's a one-goal lead. Owen Krista came into the right wheel and pulled the trigger on a shot. And that one found a little opening between the post and Soderlund, and it's 4-3. All right, and that's where it went in, 4-3, as Superior defeats Chi-I. The Cards had chances. They pull their goaltender, Bridger Fixmer, with about a minute 40 left to go in the third period. The net was empty. Superior had a chance for the empty netter. It went wide, and Chi-I added that extra attacker and just tried to pepper that goaltender. They did. Soderlund made some big saves down the stretch, and Superior moves on to the sectional final Friday night here against Hudson with the 4-3 victory. There you go, our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or you can find Holly on Facebook. And a big thank you to all our sponsors, Holly and the rest of them, for allowing us to bring you Chi-I hockey. Without them, we couldn't do it. They pay the bills. We appreciate that very much. So as you hear our advertisers throughout the game and on the final announcement here at the end of the game, you're going to hear a review of those advertisers. Would you do us a favor at WOGO and let them know you appreciate them? If you go in and do business with them, let them know you appreciate them advertising here on WOGO and bringing high school sports and specifically Chi-I hockey their way throughout the season. All right, we're going to catch up with Scott Parker, get his thoughts, and a tribute to the seniors. 13 seniors here played their last game for the Cards, and we'll do that in just a few minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
As prices go up everywhere, you're naturally a little suspicious of offers for something free. Hey, buddy, have I got a deal for you? But when the Medicine Shop Pharmacy says they have free local delivery for your prescriptions, they mean it. Free means free. So the next time life gets hectic or you just don't want to go out, give them a call. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive $20 off over-the-counter products. Experience the local difference. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Maybe you always wanted to be your own boss. Maybe you grew up in the family business. Or maybe you just had an idea and the time was right. Whatever inspired you to run your own business, a big part of our business at Wisconsin Credit Union is to help you do it by being easy to partner with. Whether it's providing our fast turnaround Business Express loans, SBA loans, or checking accounts and online services specifically designed for your business. We also provide experienced loan officers who'll guide you through every step. And because we're a local business too, our decisions are made locally, so you'll always get fast answers. Plus, being in the community for over 80 years means we know the area like no one else, which really makes a difference. So whatever your focus, from manufacturing, construction, or farming, to owning apartments, a medical practice, or retail store, visit any Wisconsin Credit Union and see what inspires so many local businesses to do business with us. Wisconsin Credit Union, member eligibility required, member NCUA.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
Cards loose. The game here tonight, the sectional semi to Superior 4-3. And 13 seniors on this team. We'll hear from Scott Parker. Taking a while with his team, understandably, here. First-team conference goaltender Bridger Fixmer, who's one of the five nominees for the Dobbinsbeck Award for the state's top goaltender, played his last game for Chi-Hi. And you got other seniors on this team, Ben Carlson, Owen Krista. Also on the All-PRC team, Jack Bovey, Karsten Reed. Congrats to those guys. And I don't know if it'll be a total rebuild next year, but you lose 13 seniors, and Superior's got 16, so they're going to feel the effects of this after this season. And it is a tough thing. But Chi's got some good players coming back here, and we'll hear from Scott Parker on our postgame show here tonight. The Cards finish up at 16-10-1. On the season. We'll have McDonald basketball for you Friday night. It was on Max TV tonight. The Max Girls Buckets team playing tonight. I'm assuming that they won. They were one of the top seeds in their section. And so if they won tonight, we'll have Max Buckets for you on Friday night on WOGO and WOGO.com and Max TV. Not sure of the game time. Believe it's 7:10 pregame, but check in at wogo.com for those details. So we will have high school sports for you. Unfortunately, not high school hockey on Friday night here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. That's going to be Superior, the Cinderella team in the section, against the Behemoth, the number one ranked team in the state, Hudson Raiders. It wiped out Stevens Point, a very good Spash team, 7-0 on their home ice. They'll not be on their home ice, but that team is loaded for bear, and we'll see if Superior can play with them on Friday night. All right, we'll take another break. Still waiting for Scott Parker to join us. We do want to get him on as we talk about these seniors and this team and this game and this season with the head coach of the Cards. So stay with us. This is the post-game show, the Post-Class and Mirror post-game show on WOGO.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies Corporate Office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Post-class Amir post-game show, and a tough one here tonight as Chi-I loses in the sectional semis 4-3 to Superior. Let's go downstairs. Cooper is with head coach Scott Parker.
Thanks, Greg. Here with Coach Scott Parker. Coach, obviously a tough loss tonight, always hard, last one of the year. Any just quick thoughts on the game?
Well, yeah, you know, we dug ourselves a hole in the first period like we've done before. And give Superior a lot of credit. They had the same game plan as they had against Eau Claire Memorial. And it's hard to get inside on them. You know, give them a lot of credit for the game that they played. And their kids executed very well. So, you know, we're able to crawl out of two-goal deficits. But tonight, for one reason or another, it just didn't happen. Obviously, getting two goals called off was tough goal of it, but it is what it is, I guess.
We have a lot of great seniors on this team. You want to talk about them, just each player and what they brought and what they're leaving behind
sure,
with them?
Sure. You know, Greg, make sure that I get them all, please. We had, you know, where do I start? Carter Hoym possesses the wheel of his shot. Now, you're going to hear a lot of repeat, like, Carter's a really good kid, a nice kid, plays hockey well, and, you know, we just have at times that for us coaches, we have to make tough decisions. And Carter is a great team player, same with the Gibbs kid. You know, we have to make tough decisions, but he's stuck in there. I would say he's the most improved over the last 3 years, when we saw him in sophomore year to now. So he had a big goal, and, you know, it's always exciting to see that. Evan Slinger really worked himself into a starting role. You saw he take a lot of minutes. I never really had to say much to him. He was pretty solid. You know, he was very steady Eddie. And, you know, I would say he's my most improved of the year. I mean, he came a long way, and for a trusted defenseman. Briar Niblett, another one. He was cut his freshman year and then a year of JV and then really worked himself into a starting lineup. This was a hard to crack. So, you know, he was fast. He had got to the puck. It's unfortunate he kind of had a leg injury that kind of held him back tonight, but he still played through it, played hard. Biggie Smalls, boy. That guy's got a set of hands on him. He's got a nice set of mitts. And, again, you know, just a good kid that you can, you know, count on to do what he has to do on the ice. Carson Rieg, what a dynamic defenseman. Probably on our team. Really does some amazing things out there with the puck. I would imagine that he's hopefully going to go somewhere, hopefully the NA. He's got a lot of potential, and he loves hockey. The kid just loves hockey. And, again, another kid that just loves to get to the rink. Owen Krista, big, strong kid, probably one of the best players behind the net that I've had a chance to coach. I mean, he really did a good job at you know, controlling that puck behind the net, and saw he had a big goal tonight, and just has a career, he has some pretty good numbers with plus minus and points, and that's a lot to be said for these guys that, you know, 3-4 years and really did a great job game in and game out. Same with Ben Carlson. Ben, a fast, speedy guy, had some big goals for us this year, was you know, one of those guys that we can count on. I don't think him or Owen ever missed a game. I might be wrong, but they're durable. A lot of these kids are very durable. And, again, another guy with great numbers that he put up over the years. You know, he's the guy that you want on the ice at the end of the game. So he really is fast, and when he can unload that shot, he's a sniper. Let's see, where else am I? I know, do I have a couple more? Oh, Drake. Drake is the, you know, the blue-collar guy, the concrete worker. He's You know, he is a pleasure to coach. Drake was a kid that you could step on a little bit and he could take it. But he's also a great leader in the locker room, and he did a good some great leadership on the bench. And, you know, I just liked his attitude towards the game, and he's the guy that can make me laugh once in a while. And just those little things that you see on the rink that, you know, as a coach, an old coach like myself, you appreciate a lot of these seniors that kind of make you laugh once in a while when you're getting on the ice or off the ice. Who else? Oh, Zach LeMay. I just told him he's the best backup goalie in the state. I mean, other teams would like that guy. What an unselfish kid. And even tonight, you know, he had a hugging all the players and, you know, just a big, he's a fabric of this team when you have a guy like that that doesn't complain, just comes in and works every day. Best chirper on the team for sure, you know, without a doubt. I always got a kick out of it when his little brother scored on him. That you could score on him, but when his little brother scored on him, that was pretty interesting to see that, how that went. And then his little brother's chirping him, so it meant for some entertaining hockey.
How about Trevor Bovee?
Trevor, yes. That was a tough one for us this year because he is like another fabric guy. That just hurt, that whole injury thing and what he had to go through, and then to have it have more surgery on it. And you know, if you're gonna give out a character award, there's your guy right there. And coach, that was probably one of the saddest times over in New Richmond that I had to go through to watch that poor kid in suffering. And, you know, to sit and watch your senior year and watch from a bench is absolutely no fun. And he handled it as best he could.
And then Bridger Fixmer.
Well, what do you say? He's the heart and soul of this team, the heart and soul of the locker room, the heart and soul of Cardinal hockey right now. And he's a guy that, you know, can put a team on his back, and his numbers are off the charts. When you talk about goaltending and the job he's done over the last 3 years. Now, yeah, he was hurt last year, but despite a losing record, that guy still has solid numbers. And a lot of our plus minus numbers from our forwards and defensemen are good because of him and Zach. I like Bridger's grit. I like his matter-of-fact attitude. I like the way he attacks the game. He makes no apologies, and that's kind of the way I am too. So he'll stand up in the locker room and get it done when it needs to be done. And you know, all these seniors are going to be greatly missed. They left their mark here, and it was really sad because we have the seniors stand up and we all shake hands and hug, and they kind of went around the room, and it was kind of an emotional time. Nobody's planning on losing, but when it does hit, it hits hard, and it's definitely a tough thing to go through for a young man that, you know, for the last three plus months, that's been their life. And you know, 6 days a week, we're hitting her hard, and they got to deal with crazy Coach Parker, and so it's a finality that comes to many teams. You know, we were a sixth seed, and we've done a lot of good things this year. And I told them I was proud of them, and I told them to walk out of here with their head held up high.
Thanks, Coach. It was an honor this year.
Yep. Thanks, Greg.
Yep. You bet. Thanks, Greg. Back up to you.
All right. Thanks, guys, very much. Yeah, tough night, but somebody gets the L, and tonight it's Chi-High losing 4-3 to Superior in the sectional semifinal. So Hudson and Superior will play here on Friday night in the sectional final game. We will have basketball Friday night. The number one seeded McDonald Lady Max hosting number nine Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran, 6:35 for the pregame show. The Max won tonight 67-27. Well, thanks to Cooper Fosvick and Chase Hoople earlier in the year on the air, and Ezra Van Dyke, a terrific job tonight, and our crew all season long, our crew of engineers, appreciate them very much. From the Chippewa Ice Arena again, Chi-I losing 4-3 to Superior in the sectional semifinals. Greg Stewart here, thank you for joining me here tonight and all season long. It's been fun again, our 36th year of Chi-I hockey on WOGO. Buckets to come, Max Buckets on Friday night. From the Chippewa Ice Arena, good night for all of us at WOGO.